we're talking about the next great migration. While many Jewish people discuss emigration in the wake of anti-Semitic incidents, our next guest wonders why black Americans don't think the same thing. After some very high-profile police-involved shootings of African Americans, he says black Americans should consider leaving the country.
Thomas Chatterton Williams is with us now to talk about the idea of a black migration. He's the author of the book Losing My Cool, Love, Literature, and a Black Man's Escape from the Crowd. He wrote the New York Times op-ed, The Next Great Migration, linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Thomas, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So why do you think that black Americans should consider leaving the country now as an option?
Well, I don't think that all black Americans should necessarily consider this. I don't know that this is a solution for everybody, but I think that more black Americans should consider options beyond what's available in the United States right now, and also just consider some of the satisfactions that can be had by pursuing the good life outside of the United States of America. One of the things that, you know, happens in America, in my experience, is that you watch all of this kind of vigilante and police violence against blacks, and it may not happen to you, but it takes a psychological toll. And I think that, you know, if you just escape that kind of environment, you can find that it's mentally freeing.
It takes a lot of work to do that kind of thing. You're far away from your family, your community. There's culture shock, language barriers. Is it actually worth it, do you think, for African Americans to do all the time that it would take to invest in setting up a new social structure, a new community, just to leave the United States?
It's true. It depends on the individual. And so one of the things that I was trying to stress in the article is that black people are, you know, we have to think about minority individuality, and black people are individuals. And so this might not be something that works for everyone. And African Americans are typically very community oriented. So maybe it's even especially something that many blacks would find unlikely as a solution for themselves. But for many others, I think that it's something that should be considered. And I think one of the ways to get around some of the burdens is to look at it as something to pursue when you're younger. To get a foot in the door, you can look at study abroad programs, and then you can, you know, then you have your work invite, your work networks and social networks open up through that. And that's a low cost way of doing it, not necessarily just picking up your life and going when you're 50 years old, but maybe when you're 18, 25, 30, it's an option.
Now, you've got some experience with this whole topic. We should point that out. You moved from the United States to Paris, and as an African-American man, what has the difference been like for you?
I moved here twice. The first time was right after college. I came for a year to teach English, and that kind of whetted my appetite. And the second time was I married my wife is French. I married, we lived in Brooklyn, and then we moved to Paris in 2011, and I've been here since. And one of the things that's been so kind of rewarding about it, there's the usual difficulties, but what's been so rewarding is that the kind of anxiety and the stress and the idea of race oftentimes can recede from my consciousness on a day-to-day, week-to-week level. That's very refreshing. So I don't walk around the street paying attention to police. I don't think about, I don't wonder how I'm being perceived in the faces of strangers, or I don't wonder if I'm being judged or discriminated against in a way that I think many African Americans live with every day in the United States. So in that way, it's been very mentally liberating.
Well, you write that in Paris, you've never felt safer or less harassed anywhere. It's difficult to exaggerate the existential boon of shedding one's victimhood. That's a line from your piece. Can you talk more about that, what it feels like to shed victimhood?
Sure. I mean, I feel like this is not necessarily just my own experience. I feel like it's a typical experience that black people in America can feel set upon and can feel that even if something doesn't particularly happen to them as an individual, that they are part of a group that is targeted or that is stereotyped, that is suspected of criminality, considered guilty before proven innocent. And so I think that these types of things, these are things that you can simply shed by changing your social context. The thing about race that's so interesting to me and that I've noticed over the years traveling and living abroad is that race is completely contextual. Being black in America, it comes with a specific history. It comes with a specific set of assumptions. And these assumptions don't necessarily translate in different contexts. I'm in France, but there are many different social contexts with which blackness operates differently than in the United States. And so it's true that France is not a paradise, and I wouldn't say that it's necessarily a place that's great to be African or from former French colonies in the Caribbean, but African-American specific culture and ethnicity does not bring with it the same set of assumptions and the same set of stereotypes and baggage that it carries in a North American context. So in that way, I think that, again, that changing context can be a liberating move for an individual to make, and that in this way you could find that you're not a part of a victimized group everywhere in the world.
We're talking right now with author Thomas Chatterton Williams about why he says more African Americans should consider living abroad. That's what he's done. He's moved to Paris, where he's talking about what it's like to shed victimhood. And this idea of an African American exodus, this is an idea that's had a go already from the earliest 20th century and on through the 21st. Why now, since it's already had some trial runs and hasn't really taken off?
That's right. Well, I think it has taken off. I think that throughout the history of the American experiment, there have been periods of lots of blacks leaving. France has always been a magnet, going back to the early days of the country when well-to-do so-called mulatto elites from New Orleans, when they came up against the fact that they couldn't live in Louisiana at the level of their means, they were French-speaking Creoles, and they decided to finish their education and live and marry and sometimes stay in France, and they found a better life in Europe, where skin tone didn't carry with it the same set of social restrictions. And then again, it happened after both world wars that, like, a lot of GIs just found that life was not so bad here, and they could kind of marry who they wished, and that people even valued the kind of jazz culture that they were a part of. That's the thing: Black Americans have a global cultural currency that I think that they would be able to cash in a lot of other contexts outside of America. And so I don't think that this is something that hasn't worked in the past. I think it's just something that was able to work a lot better after both world wars, because the sheer amount of numbers of blacks in Europe was higher than it might be now. But I think that this is a very good time for it, because you have very different it's much easier to travel and to move freely and to not leave behind your former life to the same extent that you would have had to, even in the 90s before the rise of high-speed internet.
Do you worry that what you're talking about might only be available to a certain part of the population, people with the necessary economic means, for instance, or social capital to be able to pull off a big move like that, but it wouldn't be available to people who didn't have those same resources?
I think about that a lot. And the truth is that, do I think that Michael Brown would have been able to pick up and make a better life in Paris, and that the French would have necessarily not projected the same kinds of stereotypes on him as people in America did? I'm not sure about that. I don't know that it's a solution for everybody, but that's the thing. All blacks are not in the same position as Michael Brown, and so one has to live one's life, right? So how does somebody pursue the best life for them? For me, pursuing the best life is not necessarily to put myself directly in Michael Brown's shoes.
Now, Black Americans have a long history, obviously, in the United States. They've been part of its fabric, its culture, for decades and decades. Isn't part of the valor, the better part of valor, to stay maybe and work for change instead of leaving?
Yeah, I think both things are very important. I think that there's always a balance and a tension between group membership and loyalty to the group and service to the group, and also individual freedom and pursuit of the individual good life to the best of one's ability. And so I think that there's time in life perhaps for both things. I don't know that the solution is to leave America forever, but maybe at certain points in one's life it can be refreshing and even necessary to be able to breathe again, to leave a stifling circumstance and to come back refreshed, rejuvenated.
We're talking right now with author Thomas Chatterton Williams about his idea that Black Americans should consider leaving the country.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea of a migration of many African Americans out of the country, short term or long term, if you are African American yourself? Have you ever thought about doing this, moving on, trying your luck in another country? What would it take to make that happen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're picking up our conversation with author Thomas Chatterton Williams, who says Black Americans should consider leaving behind the lingering inequalities in the United States and living abroad.
We're taking your calls. What do you think of this idea that the U.S. is difficult enough for African Americans that they should weigh the possibility of leaving the country? Would you do it? Call 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Well, go to our first caller now. We've got Samantha joining us from La Crosse. Samantha, hi.
Hi there. I just first of all want to say that I really enjoy listening to what the guest has experienced, and I very much respect the experience that he had. I think that's amazing. What I was wondering is if he could speak to how he might think this would work for other minorities. For example, I'm Native American.
All right. Well, thank you, Samantha. Appreciate that. What about other minority groups? What do you think about urging them to do the same thing, Thomas?
That's interesting. I mean, I think that it's a good idea for many more people. I think it's a good idea for all Americans to get out of the country and see the world in a way that American privilege and kind of expansiveness can sometimes blind us to. But with that said, many American minorities would find what I and some of my friends have found, which is that being American is wonderful and it has a lot of currency in the world. And when you take that with you outside of the country, for groups that have not always been able to experience that at home, they may find that they experience it abroad. I would imagine that a Native American might find very similar feelings of freedom that an African American can find outside of the United States.
A lot of the time when we talk about traveling abroad, living abroad, people talk about how it teaches you, first of all, how you're seen by the rest of the world, or you can put on a new identity, you can broaden your perspective of what it means to be a global citizen and not just a citizen of a particular country. Do you see an advantage for African Americans or other minority groups to try living elsewhere, trying on in terms of, broadening their consciousness and their perception of who they are in the world, and then coming back to America, bringing that with them and maybe sharing what they learned?
Absolutely. And I think that strengthens the community. You mentioned briefly, I think, in the intro, and the thing that got me thinking about this article in the first place is talking to my brother-in-law, who's Jewish, and talking about the extent to which Jews, in the wake of some anti-Semitic attacks in France, have been leaving, and all over Europe, have been leaving and going back to Israel. And I was thinking about the strength of this population that's been cosmopolitan for so many hundreds of years, millennia even, and what that actually has allowed them as a group to incorporate into their local cultures wherever we find them. And I was thinking, Black Americans are a much younger group of people by millennia, but experience outside of the United States, while the United States will always be the context that formed this people, experience outside of the United States, I think, is the next step and is essential for being able to view our home country more clearly.
Let's take another caller now. We've got James, who's joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, James.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I traveled to West Africa in 2013, 2014, and in Jamaica this year. And, for an African-American traveling abroad, you know, there's you get a sense of dignity traveling to these other countries, especially to, you know, to the homeland that you're not afforded in the United States. You know, living, I'm not a native Milwaukeean, but I've lived here for like the last 13 years. And Milwaukee is the type of city that, you know, it just has its foot on the neck of black folk, especially if you happen to be, you know, a person that has a criminal record or, you know, that's saddled with the debt from the court. And to be able to travel abroad and be able to experience, and even if you're able to get dual citizenship, I think that it's something that every African-American should have the chance to experience or should experience and have the chance, you know, if we're not wanted here, to go someplace that may be more accepted or someplace that we are wanted. So we should have that option, definitely, especially, you know, homeland, which is Africa.
James, thank you so much for calling and sharing your experience. I appreciate that. Thomas?
I echo much of what he says. I think that, this is something that is not specific to blacks. I want to stress that travel is travel and even expatriation is something that is just humanly expansive. And since black people are humans, they benefit from these experiences as much as anyone. And I don't even want to say that necessarily the experience in America is uniformly or even mostly negative. I just think that at times it can be constricting to be black or to be non-white in the United States of America, and that one can find that there are places in the world where that burden can be taken off, whether it's temporarily or for the long term.
Thomas, we live in a world right now where there's a lot of ethnic struggle and America struggling with inequalities that are lingering. But isn't a goal of great societies, many of them, or at least a strength, pluralism? Do you worry about giving up on pluralism if we leave?
Sure. Yeah, I think all of these values are held in tension. I believe in the collective struggle. I believe in pluralism. I believe in the United States of America. I can't imagine, flaws and all, I can't imagine another country that could ever be mine, truly. But at the same time, you only have one life, and you have to maximize the good in your life for yourself and for your loved ones. And so we make decisions that are very particular to what might benefit us to the best that we can see that. So I believe in pluralism, but I believe that the stress-free existence that I have right now, walking up the street and never wondering if a cop is going to come on to me in a certain way, you know, we've had instances of police violence, brutality in my own family. So just to take that off of the table, at this point in my life, it feels more important to me than my belief in pluralism.
Thomas, thank you for joining us. That was Thomas Chatterton Williams, the author of Losing My Cool, and he wrote the op-ed piece in the New York Times, The Next Great Migration.